As I was looking out the window just now, I watched the rain come down and I kind of flashed back to a place where it rained for months on end. To where we all gave up smoking. Not because we wanted to, but we just couldn't find anything dry enough to burn. To a place where mud was our bedfellow. I'm talking about Nam. Yeah, the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Quang Tri, 1967. A lull in the fighting. The men and I decided we'd take one of the sweetest luxuries in all of Nam. A bath. We had one bar of soap as we came upon the Yin Yang River. I said, "Man, we will now strip and wash ourselves, keeping an eye open for the enemy. We will disinfect and disengage." And everybody screamed, and as much as I tried to keep discipline, everybody just stripped naked and ran in that water. And it felt good. That cold, cold water, wiping the mud away. Wiping the caked-down constitutionals from months of evacuation in the bush. It was wonderful. We dunked our heads, we lathered up. I forgot all about keeping an eye open. Kalachecki forgot, Robinson forgot, Di Lorenzo forgot, they all forgot. But we remembered suddenly, because as we sat there frolicking like a bunch of kids, all of a sudden we heard it. Incoming! And then it started to rain fire and lead. And so we held our breath and floated underneath the Yin Yang River. I could hear the muted sounds of battle above as I held my breath until I thought my lungs would burst. And sure enough, the sounds of fire got more distant and more distant until finally, when I couldn't stand it anymore, I burst through the surface of the water. I looked around and the other men were bursting through around me. Robinson, Fibish, Kalachecki, Watson, Di Lorenzo, they all made it. The only problem was, there we were, 10 miles behind enemy lines. And all of us stark naked. I mean, we didn't have a spoon with us. I said, "All right, men, we shall now have to walk back to our lines. We will try not to engage the enemy. Be careful walking naked like this. These bushes, this elephant grass can be deadly." Sure enough, I'm walking along. I said, "Robinson, don't let that bush snap back like that." "Now, you apologize to Fibish right now." And Fibish is lying there writhing in the ground. But sure enough, as hard as we tried, them bushes kept snapping us. And every time I heard a man scream, I knew what the problem was. We tried to cover the hydraulics, the bushes would snap us in the face. You cover your face, it was awful. Never walk through the jungle naked. Never. So finally I got an idea. I said, "Men, everybody grab a coconut and hollow it out. Then grab a piece of bamboo. We'll moisten it and make a strap. We will use the coconuts as protective devices for the hydraulics. So hollow out a half a coconut." And I showed him. Fortunately, I was artsy-crapsy. And we hollowed out a bunch of coconuts and we all strapped them on. Keep our hands free to walk through the jungles, and it was a lot better going. Well, we made sure we didn't engage the enemy. We made sure we crept through the jungle slowly because our lives did depend on it. And sooner or later, we walked back to base. Everybody called us the Coconut Brigade. We came in there walking. Everybody was howling with laughter as they saw us with those coconuts strapped on. And sure enough, when we came in, everybody was so pleased that we made it back alive. Everybody was so pleased that we managed to survive in the jungle nude like that for a day and a half. The general gave us all a 3-day pass. Everybody said, "All right!" Well, some of the guys ran for the showers. One guy had his girlfriend at the base, and he didn't even run for the shower. He was so glad to be back, he thought he was a dead man. He just said, "Boys," as he dropped that coconut, he went running to that little hooch they were sharing. He said, "I'll see you all later." How about Doogie? We all said, "Go get him! All right, all right, all right!"
all right, as we headed for the showers. Well, sure enough, about a half hour later, he comes running back with his girlfriend. He says, "Sarge, I wanted you to meet my girl. I've told her all about you." And she comes running over. She said, "So you're the famous Sergeant Fury. My God, you are a big man there. Thank you so much for taking care of little Robbie." And she planted a big kiss on my lips. I went, "Ma'am, you better tell me you just finished drinking a piña colada, or I'm gonna slap the hell out of you."